This ordinance is taking far too long to pass. Been going over it and over it for a year and a half. In the meantime, dogs are suffering and dying. So I ask that you please pass this ordinance as soon as possible.
Last week, an anti-tethering committee met to discuss the current proposals for the possible ban. As written, it forbids tying a dog up outside for longer than 30 minutes in an 8-hour time span. But residents like Sander Fleischman question whether enforcing a time limit would be feasible.
It seems you want to keep a specific amount of time for chained animals to be unattended as an option. It's been proven over and over by other counties that absolutely no time on a chain is the most effective and most easily enforced ordinance. So I'm confused why you're still considering a time limit. Even the acting head of animal services told me that the most easily enforceable ordinance would be making any time on a chain unattended illegal.
Russell Alba is a dog lover and lawyer. He says vague laws are harder to enforce.
The common characteristic of a good statute is really, it has two common characteristics, notice and enforceability. And I think the problem with any kind of time limit, the absence of any kind of a time limit, is creates all sorts of notice issues to the citizens, whether or not they can comply. The previous speaker talked about the various difficulties in determining whether a citizen is in compliance or out of compliance with the statute. The second is enforceability, and you've dealt with that issue. So I'm offended by the fact that the Animal Advisory Committee is really asking this commission, to enact a bad statute, a poorly crafted statute, a statute that's destined to fail. And it's destined to cast a bad light on this commission.
No opponents to the ban spoke at the meeting, but in the past, some have said a new measure is pointless due to ordinances already in place prohibiting animal abuse and cruelty. One opponent at a previous meeting questioned whether an already tight staff and budget at Animal Services should be stretched to deal with such an ordinance. Critics also say the ban would adversely affect poor and working class that can't afford to buy fences and fear leaving dogs inside all day while they work. But Commissioner Les Miller says the debate for anti-tethering ordinance needs to have a resolution and soon.
Make sure it's on the agenda for the 16th so we can discuss this and we can take a decision on this ordinance, because obviously it's been going on too long and our emails are getting filled up with suggestions and ideas and people coming up here. It's time to bring this plane in for a landing. So let's do that.